What's up, everybody? Thank you for tuning in to another edition of Fat Books Radio here at www.fatbooks.com, where we always bring you nothing but good music. Thanks for checking us out. Hope you're enjoying this Fat Cast. Here we go again with another version. We're going to start it off with a little Ready for the World. Next up, Jamie Foxx and Mary J. Blige. Something live for you. Love Changes, the old Melissa Morgan song. We've got the new Prince, of course, with Black Sweat. And a whole host of other stuff coming up at you. We got The Roots. We've got some classic comedy with Flip. Well, it's just too much. It's just too much. Let's just get to the music. This is Ready for the World with Money.
If you got money, you Ladies and gentlemen, Mary J. Blige.
Thank
Please.
You.
Queen of hip hop.
Thank you.
Mary came and blessed our special.
Thank you for having me, Jamie.
Love will make you soar. Love will make you soar. Mary, love will make you soar. It will make you soar, yes. You stayed awake half the night. Love is just what you do changes. Tell me why. It must be love, it's on your mind. You're doing things you wouldn't before, no. And you ought to know that
love will make you oh so happy.
Control it, but it just takes me over.
Love will make you oh so sad. Make it cry.
And we're gonna do it like that.
Changes.
That's what love will do. I want to get back to the way the things used to be.
And I want to get back to what you used to be.
Get back to loving.
Loving
your woman.
Loving your woman. Loving your man.
Opening up the car door for you.
Being
a gentleman. Break it down. Pimps, hustlers, gangsters, players, take an intermission. It's all about the ladies tonight. Get out the ladies, Mary.
Ladies, it's all about us. Velvet, tell your lady she's the one. Velvet, tell your lady she's the one.
Love.
Oh,
Everybody, ain't nothing like a new Prince record to get you up out of your seat. That was Black Sweat, the latest, just fresh song from Prince. Just came out this week. So we're looking forward to the album 3121 coming out. That goes out to all of the folks at MPG. What's up, New Power Generation? Prince was in the Bay Area earlier this week. And those of you who went and checked him out, and I know you were there, especially what's up, Jennifer? Standing in line all day long to see the man, but it was a great show. Hope you had a chance to check it out. Before that, you heard Love Changes, Jamie Foxx and Mary J. Blige live. You're not going to hear that anywhere else but Fat Books Radio. And we kicked it off with Money from the old school 80s. Ready for the World. Let's see. Where are we going to go now? Let's slow down a little bit. This is Average White Band with A Love of Your Own. Again, live music, because you're always going to hear live music here at Fat Books Radio. And we're going to follow that up with When I Come Back Around, Jamie Lydell, funky brother out of England. I know you haven't heard him. Thanks for checking out Fatbooks Radio here at fatbooks.com. Back to the music. The sooner you give,
Thank you.
track for you here at Fat Books Radio, www.fatbooks.com, where we always bring the music that you may not have heard before, but it's always good music. And of course, if there's a special request, special song you want to hear, drop us an email, goodmusic@fatbooks.com. That's goodmusic@fatbooks.com. Be ready for our special Valentine's Day show coming up next weekend. We're going to break it down and do things for all of you out there who have Valentine's. You want to get that special wish too, so get your request in early, because the show will surely fill up pretty quickly. And we're going to keep the music rolling here. You just heard Jamie Lydell, When I Come Back Around, real funky cat out of England. And before that, you heard Average White Band, A Love of Your Own live. And now we're going to get the music going again. Got another, the Reddings, old school classic, following that up with I Want to Know, a new twist by Howard Hewitt on a song that you've probably heard before. Got a different name, but I know you've heard this song before, so take a listen, Howard Hewitt. And after that, we're going to come with the Roots crew in the house with I Don't Care, up-tempo, nice, cool song for the Roots. Edit it for your edification, of course, because, you know, we got to edit the songs a little bit here at Fat Books Radio. We don't want to violate any rules. No swearing at all here on Fat Books Radio, so we're going to have to keep cool with what we play. But we will play the Roots nonetheless, coming up with I Don't Care. And now let's get back to the music.
to be real. Girl, I could write a book on how you're making me feel. Yeah, I know I'll never find, baby, another who could match the love you're giving to me.
I'm known to spit something that these MCs hate. I couldn't care less what you feel, what you say, cause I gotta put it to you in my own special way. I'm a monster, you know I'm certified sick. I came from the corner where nobody got shit. Took the cards I was dealt, turned it into hot spit. Now I'm not only a passenger, I'm in the cockpit. Been a long time coming, I was caught in a scramble of cats trying to do the same thing that they man do. Eagles born to fly, rivers made to ramble. A dangerous mind, I'm a prime example.
I don't care, as long as the bass line's pumping, the drum line banging away. Make one move and I'll blow you away. One false move and I'll blow you away. I don't care, as long as the bass line's pumping, the drum line banging away. Make one move and I'll blow you away. One false move and I'll blow you
super
away.
Fans wanna run up on me, sparking a brown up. You need to fall back, could be knocks around us. You in a hot area for marching powder. If you holding chowder, just walk without it. Them real crook brothers don't talk about it. They never make a move till they throw shit out, kid. I knew a lot of men who did bits for mayhem. They made a lot of money, they money never made them. The game of survival is filled with rivals. Knives and 4-5 slugs flying in spirals. The wicked is diseased and it ain't all viral. Could be greed and gluttony bubbling inside you, dog. Follow your pride, the rhythm will guide you. Yo, follow them guys, them niggas will rob you and have you up with something that don't really involve you. But you don't give a f, you wanna pump the volume, I know.
I don't care, as long as the bass line's pumping, the drum line banging away. Make one move and I'll blow you away. One false move and I'll blow you away. I don't care, as long as the bass line's pumping, the drum line banging away. Make one move and I'll blow you away. One false move.
Yo, hey yo, the baseline thumping, the face kind jumping, the game looking sweeter than the baseline bumping. Don't come round these parts and waste time fronting. Them trick ass marks that get the A5 dumping. It ain't really about nothing. Philly just love cutting. They shut shit down before the law starts shutting. Get your route right, cousin. Be out night club and relax. I wanna get lights out the night, brother. Perhaps it's the percussion that keeps kinetic. For some it ain't, it's been more sweet. The street credit, some cats that play dirty didn't live to regret it. But move to the music, you can live through the record. I'm a Philly boss player. A dope rhyme sayer, it's black ink back, getting cake by the layer, by the stack, coming at us, get your weight right, yeah. If not, you making a mistake right there, for real.
I don't care, as long as the bass line's pumping, the drum line banging away. Make one move and I'll blow you away. One false move and I'll blow you away. I don't care, as long as the bass line's pumping, the drum line banging away. Make one move and I'll blow you away. One false move and I'll blow you away. I don't care, as long as the bass line's pumping, one move and I'll blow you away. One false move and I'll blow you away. I don't care, as long as the bass line's thumping, the drum line banging away. Make one move and I'll blow you away. One false move and I'll blow you away.
All right, welcome back to Fat Books Radio. Thanks for checking us out on this version of our Fat Cast, if you will. We thank you, as always, for listening. You just heard The Roots, I Don't Care. Before you heard that, a little bit of Howard Hewitt with I Want to Know. And I know you've heard that song before. You've heard it, a different name, and don't even have to say what it is, but you've heard that song before. And before that, we started it out with Got Another by the Reddings, who were related to Otis Redding, of course. That was his sons, nephews, I don't know, some kind of way they were related to him, but that was kind of their one and only blaze of glory. But it was funky. Got Another here on Fat Books Radio. And of course, if there's something you want to hear, give us an email, drop us an email, let us know. goodmusic@fatbooks.com, goodmusic@fatbooks.com, where we always bring you the good music every single week. Thank you for checking us out. That's going to just about do it for this week's version, and we're going to leave you with some classic comedy. We've done comedy before. We did a little tribute to Richard Pryor, for those of you who've been around since the beginning. This time, though, we're going to end the show with a little bit of comedy. Flip Wilson with Herman's Berry, classic routine by Flip Wilson. Thanks for checking us out. Be ready for our Valentine's Day show next week. And as always, you can get on our email list. Drop us an email, goodmusic@fatbooks.com. Thanks for checking us out, as always. And now on to Flip Wilson, and we'll see you next week.
Hooray! Yay! You're gonna find out, you devil, you. Yay!
He's a guy. He's a guy who's gonna take your $3.50 to the bank in the morning. Just thought you needed to know. I feel fine this evening. In fact, I feel so well, what I thought I'd do is let you in on my new policy. I have a new policy called Flip Wilson's new policy of being fair with the audience. Now, let me tell you what this is. Generally, when comics are getting underway, they open with, once they've gained the audience's confidence, they drop the bomb. Well, the bad story. I feel that the audience knows that every comic does bad stories. So why sneak them in on people? Why should the audience have to sit there and sweat out when the bomb's gonna fall? So it's my new policy to do my worst story first. Do it and get it the hell out of the way. Let the audience relax. It's a rotten story. I guess the best way to describe the story would be to say it's one of those stories that creep up on you later, like those Fruit of the Loom shorts. Well, let me tell you the story. You'll see what I mean. It's a rotten story. The scene is ancient Rome. There's a Roman. His name is Herman. His name is Roman Herman. That alone gives you an idea of how bad the story is. Ooh, that's terrible. The fad of the era was eating berries. Everyone loved berries. They'd walk around with little pouches. The pouches would be filled with berries. One day, while Roman Herman's roaming the outskirts of Rome, that's a little rhyme. Get that rhyme? I put that rhyme in because quite often dropouts come in to catch the show. Them dumbass dropouts like those rhymes. One day, while Roman Herman's roaming the outskirts of Rome, Herman spies lying beneath a bush the most magnificent berry he's ever beheld. Herman stops. He picks the berry. He stands there praising it, admiring it. He said, damn, what a berry. So look at the shape of that berry, the texture, the weight of twigs hanging on the side. 3 hours, Herman stood praising the berry. He decided to sneak the berry back into Rome. He waits until about 4 that morning. That's a good time to sneak, 4 in the morning. If you run into anyone, they're sneaking too. Herman goes straight to his best friend's house. He awakens his friend and shoves the berry in his friend's face. His friend says, damn, Herman, what a berry. That's a hell of a berry you got, Herman. He said, Herman, you'll make a lot of money with that berry. People give you a dollar each to look at that berry and praise it. The fame of Herman's berry spread across Rome. Pretty soon, everyone in Rome saying, have you seen Herman's berry? We need to get a look at Herman's berry. What a berry that Herman got. One day, the three wise men show up. They've come to see Herman's berry. And they have their wives with them, too. Well, these guys had gotten pretty lonesome on a long trip once before. They looked at the berry, they praised it. In fact, one of the wise men's wives said, that sure is a nice berry, huh? Give everybody a plug, you know? Herman became wealthy from the berry. He built a mansion and got married. As a wedding present, he gave his wife his berry. Well, that's a different story. One evening, Herman and his wife were relaxing in front of the fireplace. They have the berry laying on a pillow. There's a knock at the door. Herman goes to the door. There's a knock. He wouldn't have gone if there hadn't been the knock. I'm going to stop telling the audience there was a knock. The And from now on, all I'll say is Herman went to the door. Then you can say, must have been a knock. When he gets to the door, there are two guys there. They have spears. They draw their spears on Herman. They say, you the guy with the berry? Herman said, that's not my berry, that's my wife's berry. I gave her the berry. You come to praise her berry? They said, no, we come to seize her berry, not to praise it. That's why I wanted to get it out of the way, you know? It's a rotten story. Terrible story. You didn't have to.